Okay, go. Here it goes again. We are Quick Scene 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha, and we have some more friends in the studio. They are from Elizabethtown High School, and Sarah Beth Youngblood here to talk. Well, you brought other people to share, but we're going to let you get it started, and then we'll bring the others in to talk about this club that you have, the In Crowd.
Yes. So what a good month to talk about it, since we are in World Autism Month. But our In Crowd is our inclusive club at Elizabethtown High School, where we just really kind of buddy up kids. We want, of all abilities, all different cognitive abilities, just trying to promote friendship, relationships. They are going to dances with each other. They're sitting together at pep rallies. Just really an atmosphere of inclusion is what we're really working for. We did like a speed friendship event, and we buddied them up, and like with, gosh, I'm terrible at this. They had like similar interests, and we paired them one-to-one since we actually just got established into a chapter of the Best Buddies of Kentucky. They'll be a part of the Autism Spectrum on the 20th. And we have a few upcoming events that we are sponsoring. And so I was going to let one of our club members, Lainey, kind of talk about some of the events that we're sponsoring.
All right, Lainey Luton, you guys have this Formally Ever After event that's coming up?
Yeah, we do. We started off with a prom donation thing where we just took all of these prom dresses and we were thinking, and we were like, these kids, they don't typically get to go to these things, but they deserve to. So we were worried about not having enough for dresses, so we turned to our community and our school, and we made flyers, and we announced it. And we were talking, like, we need dresses donated, and our community just came there and supported us immediately. We got so many donations, over 50 dresses, and right now, we have donations from the nursing.
So we have French Brothers Dry Cleaning had dry cleaned a bunch of our dresses that needed cleaned. EHS staff, students, members of the community. We have hundreds of dresses actually at this point. Airbrush and Glow is donating a bunch more dresses, accessories, and shoes. And we'll have the event on Monday the 8th from 1 to 3 in the EHS Commons. We opened it up to the whole community because we really wanted our schools to kind of band together. We didn't want it just to be an E-Town thing. We wanted anyone who needed a dress to come, because I know we're not the only school having prom come up. And we actually had someone, and I should have written that down, but from Active Day reached out and asked if they could bring some of their adult members because they're having a prom.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So this is for anybody to come if they need a dress and maybe they don't have the funds to be able to buy a prom dress.
Yes.
I mean, are there any restrictions at all? I mean, you're just come in if you need a dress.
Absolutely. Come in, get one. We actually do have some tuxes and suits. So we do have a few items for men, some bow ties. Yeah, if you need a dress for any formal event coming up, we want to make sure that everyone feels their best on that night. So come see us on Monday, and we'll have accessories and shoes as well, and make sure that you feel pretty. You can try them on. We'll have a dressing room
set
up.
Okay, I was going to ask that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because it's hard to look at a dress and think, is that going to fit me? So.
Absolutely. And we have a range of sizes from anywhere from zero all the way up. So we should have plenty.
And where is this going to be?
At Elizabethtown High School in the Commons. If you just come in the front building between 1 and 3, we'll be there to greet you and hopefully help you find the perfect look.
All right. Do you have any information about this anywhere that people can go and find out more?
We did put it on you guys' community calendar, and Elizabethtown High Independent Schools and the high school should have shared it on their Facebook. We've tried to kind of spread it all over Facebook as well and all the different Elizabethtown groups and stuff to make sure the information was out there.
Okay. Well, we'll share the details. It is on our community calendar, but I'll share the details on our Facebook page.
Perfect.
As well. And you did bring a friend, Israel.
I did. In honor of World Autism Month, we brought in Mr. Israel Jones. Come here, buddy. Can you say
and you're
hi?
Wearing, all of hi. You are wearing these hi. Great shirts.
What do our shirts say?
Amazing. It's amazing.
It's amazing, right?
That's right.
I like, and it's in your handwriting.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, that's pretty cool to get shirts that are what you're your saying,
it
but
is.
It's in your handwriting.
It
and
is.
I love that.
He says this all the time. It's just anytime something's going on, he'll just pop up and be like, it's amazing, right? And
yes.
So we all just kind of adopted it as our saying and made some shirts for Israel in his favorite color. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
I love blue, too. It looks good on you. It's a nice shirt.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, guys. Israel, thanks for bringing your friends to come on the radio and talk about this.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this is the Formerly Ever After with the In Crowd at Elizabethtown High School. It is going to be Monday from 1 to 3 in the high school commons at Elizabethtown High School. Thanks so much. We are Quixie 98.3.